Welcome back, 1144, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Happy Monday to you. Joining me now, Guy Taylor, Washington Times State Department correspondent. He's got a story in today's Washington Times entitled GOP Senators Back Bush-Era Missile Defense System to Punish Putin. Guy, how are you?
Hey, Andy, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. All right, it looks like we go back to the George W. Bush plan. Says who? McCain, Graham, and Ayotte?
Yes, it is a little bit of a neocon push on this. It's a reaction to the crisis in Ukraine and the military posturing that Russian President Vladimir Putin is engaged in right now on the border of eastern Ukraine. And the idea here is that a message would be sent to the Putin government that the United States means business in the region if we were to significantly ramp up a missile defense plan. There are some tricky details to this whole story, though. In the administration, the White House, in correspondence with me over the past week, has voiced a little bit of frustration about the Republican calls, because the White House says they never scrapped the Bush-era missile defense plan in Eastern Europe. In fact, they implemented a smarter, more technologically advanced and flexible program under the tutelage of Robert Gates, the former defense secretary who was actually appointed by George W. Bush. So you can see there's some friction points there. And the one detail that we really played up in the story, and I encourage people to check it out, is the fact that the missile defense plan that the United States has in place for Eastern Europe is not about intercepting missiles from Russia. It's actually about intercepting missiles, potential missiles, from Iran. So this is a tricky little story, and it's playing out. Nonetheless, the Republicans, Kelly Ayotte, New Hampshire, John McCain, Arizona, Lindsey Graham, South Carolina, these folks really carry the mantle right now of the neocon initiative in the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to make a deeper point that regardless of the fact that these missile interceptor sites, Poland, Romania, there was one that was supposed to be in Czechoslovakia that the administration backed down on, that these sites, it doesn't matter that they're about Iranian missiles, they make the Russians and the Russian president very uncomfortable, and the United States should be at least signaling that it's serious about ramping them up as punishment for the Russian military maneuvering around the crisis in Ukraine.
All right, now, Poland has already been working on their own system, correct?
That's right. They have their own separate system, and they've now announced that they're going to accelerate financing toward it. With U.S. backing, it will probably be U.S. defense companies that get the contracts for this thing. But that's separate from the anti-ballistic missile site that the United States has been pushing for more than a decade to be placed in Poland, right there on the edge of the border of the former Soviet Union. So it is separate. The Czechs also, you know, one thing we point out in the story, and this is something that the Republican side doesn't always want to admit, is that the Czech government has never really been on board with this plan. They've kind of ridden the line between appeasing the Russians and Putin, who doesn't like this thing, and appeasing Washington, which very much wanted to put this advanced radar site stationed deep within Czechoslovakia. So there's a lot of geopolitics on this that it's kind of playing out on the sides of the Ukraine crisis. One of the big arguments, I personally think there's quite a bit of merit to this from this neoconservative camp, is that these sites, that the Obama administration backed down on this plan for this radar in Czechoslovakia in an attempt to appease Vladimir Putin back in 2009 into embracing what at the time was this oft-talked-about reset of relations with Russia that the Obama administration was trying to push. And the idea here is that appeasement did not work, it backfired, and that we should be thinking seriously about this again. Of course, the administration basically says that that's nonsense. In fact, they have pushed forward with this site in Poland and in Romania, and the reason that they didn't push forward with the site in Czech Czechoslovakia, or the Czech Republic, I'm sorry, is because the Czech government didn't want it.
Okay, I know you only have about a minute left here, but I wanted to ask you about this. What about protecting us, the U.S.? Are we stepping up the efforts there?
Well, that, see, now that's the big question. And what the administration and less neoconservative Republicans will generally agree with this, including people like Robert Gates, the former defense secretary who was appointed by Bush, they say that, in fact, scrapping the Bush plan, in Bush-era plan in Czechoslovakia, the Czech Republic, and Poland was really about spending the money on other things, including interceptor sites in Alaska and California that would actually better protect the continental United States from the threat of a potential Iranian missile or a North Korean missile. And I think the argument from McCain, Ayotte, Graham is that we should be doing both. Why are we even having this debate about we have to spend that money? We need to get serious about having a very muscular defense budget for these types of things.
All right, Guy, I know you got to run. Thank you much for your help. Folks, if you haven't read the story, GOP senators back Bush-era missile defense system to punish Putin. It's by Guy Taylor, Washington Times State Department correspondent. Thanks, Guy.
Thanks, Andy.
See ya. 11:50 at 1260 WRC. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.